they're DTRM, and what's in a name? We're the Rainbow Militia of
Full House fame.
If you got a few minutes, sit down and take a listen and hear our funky tale of the
Full House Mission.
Well, it was late one night, hanging out on the couch, flipping through the channels, ended up on
Full House.
It was an episode that we never see, cause Danny Epintana came out of the screen.
We're like Danny T, he said this world is fucking whack. Can't you see the decency is under attack? You've gotta hear my words and propagate my
creed.
To grow in the tannin,
you must sow the seeds.
We're like, why us? What makes us new? Surely they are greater who have propagated
you.
He said, listen bitches, you're the chosen ones. You shall reign by my side and
be known as my sons.
He said, listen, I think you should know. There's more than meets the eye when it comes to my show. Everything you need to get in your school can be learned in the
house that is full.
So now we got Common and he's running his game. The Tanner family dog is where he gets his name.
And we've got Bullet, you may find it bizarre, with his funky brother's name from the Tanner family car. Well, we've got a guest and we'll do our best to tell you who they are
and all the rest.
Today we got stressed and they're totally down, playing their jams all over the town. Thick in with the militia right here in the flesh. So you better respect,
cause these boys they be fresh.
So sit back and relax, but hold on to your seat, cause you're in for some fun
and you're in for a treat.
So turn up the volume and get ready to listen to Comet and Bullet
and the Full House Mission.
4, 3, 2.
All fucking right!
This is the DTRM Full House Mission!
I am Comet.
And I am motherfucking Bullet.
And today we motherfucking have Strapped, consisting of
Jerry fucking bro.
Jason.
Brian.
And Anthony, but he's not fucking here. So, okay. So, guys, the question on everyone's mind. Brian, do you have yellow fever?
When do I fucking not have yellow fever? When was that a question?
Okay.
Faggot.
I guess that's cleared up.
That was cleared up. Okay, I want to really make a big point of how much Wasilla just sucks.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we are out here in Wasilla doing our podcast out on a porch on a lake. It's actually pretty nice lakefront property.
We just separated the trash bags by, like, putting the couch back towards the trash bags.
Yeah, we're putting those out of the way.
It's our barrier. We don't want the trash bags near us.
And I'd also like to point out that the desk that all the computer equipment on is a wet box.
A very wet box.
What kind of wet box?
Wet box.
Just, you know, cardboard.
You're silly.
Oh.
Anyway. So thanks a lot for making us drive out here in the middle of nowhere. I just want you to know that where you live, pretty much the worst place probably in the world. This is a question that has been plaguing my mind for a very, 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 very long time. Do the words loy, loy, loy mean anything to all of you?
Loy?
Loy, loy, loy.
How fast do you say those three words?
Yeah, that's
it's about say like loy, loy, loy.
Or do you say loy, loy, loy?
Is it like a loy, chant, loy, loy? Is it like
come on, man.
Is it like creepy whispering? Like,
it's like give us an example.
Loy, loy, loy.
I guess they were never let in on it.
Your band, back when you guys were in your earlier days, when Anthony didn't have anything to go to, he would go to the words
loy, loy, loy.
That was a scream.
He never did that.
Yes,
yes. Everyone knew it. Loy, loy, loy is a huge inside joke.
I actually feel like shit. Right
I still
now.
Think. Even, I still think like you're shit. Full of shit.
You were completely let in on your own inside jokes. Okay, guys, what do you think is the threshold for maximum number of cats an elderly woman can have before she becomes a crazy cat lady?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, four. I agree
depending
with
on the size of the house.
Well, is
what
it?
The fuck.
Think about this, Jerry's house, right? They have the retarded cat. Two Pomeranians and a small dog. That is like kind of like four cats. Only
listen
more
to me.
Obnoxious.
Is that a fringe?
If you're gonna be a
crazy
cat woman, you have to have cats to sacrifice. Like like, if you lose one, it's not going to make a difference. So you have to have at least
a small throng of cats.
So,
but I didn't realize, like, sacrificing was involved.
Well, they could die naturally. I mean,
or just if you don't have any money to pay for pizza, like, hey, you want mittens?
Well, I'm sure if you had that many cats, there'd be a lot of accidents with your cats.
And the thing
is,
with four cats, if one was missing, you would know it.
Do you think it's inversely proportional to age, too? I mean, as a lady gets older, can she have less cats and be crazy still?
Well, if you get really bad at sex when you're old, your husband's going to leave you. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what turns them into the cats.
Wait,
because cats give great oral. I don't know if you knew this.
What's crazier?
Okay, this is the second time that one of our guests has confessed to liking bestiality.
That's true.
This is only our second podcast.
We do live in Alaska, and
it is awesome.
If you don't lose your woman, you lose your home.
I just love the sandpaper tongue. What's more disgusting, a man fucking a dog or a dog fucking a woman?
The man fucking the dog.
Yeah, it really is.
Brian, you know, Anthony's all about the dog fucking the girl being.
No, because he saw that woman at Duke University get fucked by that dog. And I don't. What do you think?
That's the point.
We've totally known you guys for a while. We've played a couple shows with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys let us up on stage during your set.
That was the best fucking thing ever.
That was one of the funniest things that ever happened.
I don't like fat girls or Jews.
Yeah, no, so because I remember there was the girl in the crowd.
And she kept saying no.
And we were like,
we were going to stop.
Yes.
Get off the stage.
And we were just
And then I just heard the, do you give blowjobs? Yeah, fuck you guys. You're like... If you did, you'd be good at it.
And that's a reference to one of our songs called Fat Girls Give Good Blowjobs.
Oh, a classic.
Which is a good song.
Woman, baby, I can't just say you weigh your life. Yeah.
questions that I'm going to just direct to all you. What if your girlfriend was being raped in that room right now?
It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I'm gay, so I'm not actually.
I'm also going to have to claim gayness.
Yeah, all right. It works either way. If you're a significant other.
Okay, first of all, raped by another man or raped by, like, Rosie
just
O'Donnell?
Just raped, period. Just raped. Honestly, like,
Rosie O'Donnell has a huge
dick.
This
is a serious question,
this
guys.
This is, like, a not cool rape.
This is a psychological question. I need serious answers.
Okay, you actually
need
something?
I'd probably jump on the rape train and rape the raper.
No. Tag. Rip off the raper, throw him against the wall, and give your girl a strap on and have her rape him.
What if the door was locked?
There's a window.
Just knock it down.
Well, so the door's locked. You knock it down. What if the person that's raping your girlfriend has a gun?
Good question. What if he has a gun? What do you do then?
Me and Jerry worked at a gun club.
It's not
firearms and sex is the greatest combination of all time.
Would you know?
What if your girlfriend was getting raped in the room, and what if she was totally into it?
Then you burn the house down.
What if she was so upset she herself had a gun?
Yeah.
And it was pointing it at you?
Here it is. Your girlfriend is in the other room being raped. The door is locked. You knock it down. The rapist has a gun, but she's totally into it, and she has a gun too.
Yeah, he's fucking arsonate.
Now the final follow-up to this question. What if she was in that room getting raped, and you were the one raping her?
Well, then I don't think there's really a problem there. I want everyone to judge me.
That was fucked up.
I brought a special guest along today. His name is Dimebag Daryl. He had his name way before the other Dimebag Daryl.
That means he's way fucking cooler.
Yeah, this guy, he got the name Dimebag Daryl. He actually copyrighted it and patented it back in 1984.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a long.
And he has been kind enough to join us here today.
I'm going to go burn my dad.
Yeah, what it is.
Oh, dude
he's way cool.
He's fucking...
I don't know if
how's
he's
it going?
This guy.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Oh, damn.
Yo, you hard.
He's from the...
I fucking know I'm hard, motherfucker.
So we got a...
Yo, you white people's crazy.
You are white-anized, Brian. You're the whitest
I'm fucking
brown kid
white.
I know.
Fuck you.
All right, prove it.
Dimebag.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Take care of
hey,
this.
Hey, I'm
take
going to tell my mother.
Listen to this racism, mother bullshit.
I'm going to pose a question, and all of you can weigh in. Except for you, Bullet, but Dimebag, you're welcome. Who is your favorite Hitler?
Probably Jerry.
Jerry Hitler? Jerry, who's your favorite Hitler?
I don't think I understand the gravity of the statement.
Who is your favorite Hitler?
Come on, white boy. Speak up.
I'd like to see Hitler naked.
Shut up. That's just fucked up.
It's not even an answer to the question.
My favorite Hitler's been fucking... Adolf Hitler and shit.
Yeah, go back to the classics.
That's the one. That motherfucker was fucked up.
I'm really, really sorry I brought Dimebag Daryl along, you guys.
No, Dimebag, dude, he's tight.
Well, yeah, tight. You're a cool dude, Dimebag.
He's got a lot
I mean,
of black rage.
He's got strong
which
opinions.
Is sweet.
So moving on. All right, this is a question for everybody, especially you, Dimebag, because I know you want to weigh in on this. What's your favorite position?
Doing a bitch from behind with a beer, so I can still drink the
actually,
beer.
Actually, yeah, my favorite is from behind.
Point. With a beer.
Dimebag?
I lay her down and I fucking kiss her all passionately and shit.
Is this before or after she's passed out?
Oh, no, man. You don't do that shit. Those crazy white girls all over me and shit. They're fucking crazy, but fuck. They see that. That fucking dong, and they're like, damn, I'm big. Anyway, so I lay her down. I start kissing her all passionately and stuff.
I can
and,
totally see where they're coming from.
And then I fucking bend her over, and I fucking rip that shit apart. I just rip her apart.
Which hole?
I dabble in both.
Have you ever experienced a poop snake? You know what that is?
Yo, you being crazy, white boy. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, you don't like poop
dude,
snakes?
Shut the fuck up,
dude,
cracker.
His dick is so big,
yo,
he shoves a poop back out their mouth, dude. Brian, you haven't weighed in.
I haven't had a...
Yo, boy, don't be scared.
I guess I could come up with a pretty nasty fantasy. One time, I was in a room, and there was a bed, and a girl was there. And we got in the bed, and I was on top. I think you fellas call that the missionary. I kept my pants on. I went through the boxer hole. But it was wild.
It was wild.
All 4 seconds of it. I think I'm in. Oh my god, I'm in. Oh my god.
7 seconds.
Go.
Don't play me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't.
Speaking of sperm, we got a song here, and it's called
Sperm.
New DTRM. This is gonna be tight.
Like sperm, world loves sperm.
Sperm, 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 sperm.
My sperm in your hair, my sperm everywhere. I sperm on your dog. I sperm on your hog.
Sperm. 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 Sperm.
Go to your house and find your American flag. Sit down, sperm on myself, use your flag as sperm rag. I sperm on your car. I sperm at the bar. I sperm on your leg. I sperm Mickey Mouse.
Sperm. 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 Sperm, 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 sperm.
And we're back! That was amazing!
Whoa!
Compliment us, guys!
Yeah!
What did you guys think about that song?
It fucking spectacular.
Oh my fucking god.
Holy shit, dude. My pants are wet.
How fucking awesome
that
was.
I'm gonna give up music.
I need a condom and a diaper for that.
Yeah, I'm basically done. Like, I'm fucking done.
Like, you guys,
I'm throwing in the hat now.
It's like fucking...
You should, because...
Like, you had damage plan... Like was
and then you,
you
had
know,
Hell Yeah.
You were doing
Hell Yeah.
Which
I thought, that was the best goddamn band ever.
I got
you
two words
finished
for
that
you.
Bridge.
Hell Yeah.
You finished the bridge.
Thank All right. Well, anyway, so yeah, we're back. This is, you know, I'm Bullet and
I'm Comet, and this is a Full House Mission, episode 2 with Strept. Once again, introduce yourselves. Speed round.
Cherry.
Jason.
Brian.
Awesome. Anthony could not make it today because he was
sucks.
Busy watching Scarface, I imagine.
Sucks. Bone.
No, he was beating it in the shower.
To Scarface.
He loves
to
that.
Scarface.
He likes that shower beat. He's always talking about the shower beat.
He
missionary. It's what he loves. Two simple things. Simple
he
man.
He loves missionary.
I don't know
missionary
why.
Missionary and the shower beat?
Yeah.
I'm not even a fan of the shower beat.
I don't even like missionary.
Me either. I can't remember.
You guys need to try the Full House Mission, Ari.
Explain it, man.
Yeah,
man.
I want to hear the shit.
Draw me a picture.
Okay, basically, what you do, you need a large, blunt, heavy object.
Mm-hmm.
another person. probably a carpet or a cooler or a number of trash bags. A boat. Let's see. Access to a crematory.
That's easy. It's like
this is just a supply list. I haven't gotten down to the dirty part yet. let's see. Probably a bone saw. Yeah, that'd help. Or a chainsaw. Chainsaw can get messy, though.
Chainsaws are fun.
Yeah, definitely.
A little messier.
Yeah. Various firearms.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Several fake passports.
And a lot of leather, right?
And...
Pleather.
Yeah, because leather's kind of expensive.
Where's
yeah.
that?
I mean, you've already spent all the money on the chainsaw and the guns, and you know the
I don't
want to
give away
need.
The secret where I dumped her. I mean, I don't. I'll tell you guys later.
I understand.
He's
anyway,
blushing.
So
he's blushing.
How long is the big question?
How long is this the big question?
The big question, Dimebag.
In your bed.
Dude. Packing the big 4 1/4.
4 1/4?
That's
four
pretty damn quarter. Good.
Gets the job done.
Anyway, how long have you guys been playing together as a band?
Five-ish.
Whoa. Five.
Has it been that long? Fucking 5 or 6 years?
Yeah.
We're old. You know, DTR has been around for 2 years now.
Yeah. Wow. Over 2 years. That, we celebrated our two-year anniversary in February.
Wow. Time
how
flies.
How was the sex? The anniversary sex? You guys don't fuck?
We don't talk about that here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Who do you hate most in your band?
Brian.
And on a related note, why wasn't Anthony invited today?
Anthony,
I know we discussed this earlier, but do you guys still think that Anthony is a prima donna?
I guess compared to the rest of us, yes.
Corey. Anthony, it depends on his hair.
Well, either way,
hey,
I
can
still
you
think...
spin your hair, Comet?
Are you talking about a circle bang?
Yeah, circle bang.
I reserve my circle bangs for when I'm with him alone.
Lucky.
Slap the dick with the hair.
So good.
It's a new form of metal foreplay.
Speaking of circle banging, this song is called Hardcore Porn.
I'm in the dollar. I wanna make sweet hardcore porn with you. Now hold me left untouched to wear my husky with that bump I'm telling you. Found the biggest in the field to make sure that hole is sealed. This night'll be so hot, we'll make my porn with your box. That's the night. It's gonna be so magical, so when you find a feel good. Hardcore porn, you know I always love you, girl. Hardcore porn, I need you just to do this thing. Hardcore porn, it really, really gets me high. Hardcore porn, baby, don't you ever stop. Now you're done. Should've been fun. See Mac Rome. What we gonna do? I tell you, baby, soccer ball. I told you that I love you, girl. Soccer ball. I know you really like this dude. Soccer ball. You gotta have some trust in me. Soccer ball. It'll get you ecstasy. Oh yeah, girl, how'd you like that? Oh yeah, you want me to do it again? Oh yeah, I knew you'd like that. I knew it from the second I laid eyes on you. You like that hardcore porn.
Holy shit, we're back!
Whoa!
So that song about vegetable sex, because of that, I'm going to open this up. We're jive talking.
Y'all know a little thing about jive talking.
So I'm going to open this up to a free forum.
What's your favorite kind of rock, you guys?
Yeah, guys.
You're an ass.
I really don't like that.
You say that a lot more than I do. So because when I say it, it has weight. Like, Jason, you're a fucking asshole. That hurt you.
Anyway, what is your favorite kind of erotica, since we're sort of on the subject?
I just like shit with fat chicks in it.
Why? Because, you know,
it's soft,
like,
and
when
warm
you see the fucking...
It's like having sex like with a pillow.
But you're having sex with the thighs.
You
not, unless you're huge.
You
are having sex
warm,
with the thighs.
There's no pregnancy
warm
like that.
Warm hamburgers.
See?
Ooh, yeah,
good
yeah.
point.
That's
yeah.
a good point.
You don't
point.
Actually have women's parts because they're covered up by all the bulbous fat.
And also, you can get a vagina about anywhere, just squeezing two flaps together.
Oh yeah, you can titty fuck, like you can armpit fuck, you can rib fuck.
You can just fucking go on the fucking neck and shit.
You can probably fuck her calf and
Dimebag Daryl, I need to hear you weigh in on fat chicks. What's your opinion?
Y'all love them fat bitches. I fucking make them bitches squeal and shit. They all be like, "Ooh, Dimebag fucking Daryl, motherfucker, your dick is so big." I'm like, "Yeah, bitch, you take my fucking cock." Bam!
So we're driving over here. We had to go all the way into Anchorage first to pick up the equipment to be able to come over here.
Yep.
And, you know, I have a laptop and all, and do the whole Wi-Fi thing. Well, I've seen Wi-Fi popping up in a lot of places, and one of the most recent places is fast food restaurants are grabbing hold of Wi-Fi. Does that make you want to go to a fast food restaurant?
More?
More. Or what kind of person you guys think would use the Wi-Fi from a fast food restaurant?
Oh, I know. I need to check my MySpace when I'm getting a burger.
Yeah, you can answer it first.
Fat fucks.
I need more of a, like, why would they be using it there? Because why wouldn't they just, you know, hang out at their house and order food?
That's a good question.
It's more exciting.
They wouldn't have to wear any clothes.
It's
they
more,
could just sit around.
It's more exciting.
And they have social problems.
People like to be naked.
No, it's more exciting to command.
It's cool.
It's like, it's gorilla masturbation in public. Like, you got to keep it all secret and exciting.
Oh, that's what it fucking is.
Oh.
Because you use a cheeseburger to masturbate,
that's
right?
The best,
yeah, because the grease is really, really good lube. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think
pizza grease would be a little bit better, though.
You're probably right. The cheese grease really does lube it up. Cheese grease, fucking amazing.
I bet.
I've done it twice. It's amazing.
Dimebag Daryl, I've seen you with a couple Wisconsin bitches. You want to weigh in?
I don't kiss and tell, motherfucker.
That's bullshit.
Ah, damn, yeah. Nah, we was down Wisconsin, me and my boy Derek. We was fucking going around to different clubs and shit, and all these women were over us and shit. This is the night that I had my 20 white girl orgy.
Wait, which one? Was that 2005 or 2007?
Oh, this is the 2005 one.
Oh, okay, got
anyway.
I think I still have that flyer from 20 white girl orgy 2005.
Yeah, that one. That was
good
the one.
Film.
Yeah.
Classy film.
Basically, I ran out of lubrication, and one of the girls like, "Here, just use cheese time, big." And I was like, "That shit's fucked up. I'm gonna do it." So I did.
I'm kind of afraid of you right now.
Damn right you better be, white boy. Yo, get the fuck out of here. You shut the fuck up, white boy. Yo, fuck you.
Hey, you're down.
That's how it is in real life. Bitching about the nice things they
got.
Yo,
man. You pretty cool, too.
All
except you being a towelhead and shit.
So I have to add that me and Jason have had a theory for a long time that Brian's actually from modern-day Persia or something of this sort. And their parents, too. Stay away from the racial bias after 9/11. Just said that they were Mexican.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
I mean, if you put a beard and a rag on his head, he'd be like, "Durka, durka, durka."
If he talked like
that. Whoa. That's just racist. We don't tolerate racial intolerance around here.
And Comet are talking, We're trying to erase racism.
Yes, we're trying to erase racism, effectively.
Erase
and, you know, I think
race.
That
hey, your horse here. We're
Dimebag has the right to be a little bit upset because, you know, he has been oppressed for years.
He has?
And, you know,
I mean, come on. He's an African-American who lived through the 80s.
Ooh.
And I don't think we've ever seen any, I mean, decade more devoid of tolerance than the
80s.
I don't
think there was enough justice done.
Question. Tomorrow is my birthday. Comet's birthday.
Really?
And, I was wondering, when are you guys' birthdays?
September.
September 1.
22nd.
Is that 1987?
Yep.
How about you?
July 28th, 1987.
How about you, Brian?
Down. My birthday was yesterday.
What? No way. Your birthday's 2 days before mine?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
1988, I'm guessing? 88. Awesome. Me too.
Good year.
That
good
is
year.
Pretty awesome. But I was wondering, you know, I want to know more about your guys' roots and stuff. Before your mom got married to your dad, or didn't, what was her last name?
Smith.
Dufresne.
Daniels.
And I was also wondering, on a related question, what's your guys' social security number?
It's like, I don't know, 574-78. Hold on, I got my card in my wallet. You just want to copy it?
Totally.
Photocopy.
Yeah.
Etch a sketch it.
Just for, I mean, podcasting purposes.
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. We need secure. To know this. Just
oh, you need it. You need to make it secure, right? Just, so people can download and shit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it has to do with
security measures,
downloading rights, and
you know, we're gonna
big messy paperwork. We'll take care of it for you.
On the back of our head in like 2 years.
Yeah, what's the difference?
You'll never lose your credit card if it's embedded in your body.
That's true.
Never.
That is a good point.
Never, ever, ever.
I see
ain't that
going
the mark of
the
beast, though?
The
like, you know.
Yeah, we're all
we're all Christians,
we're all
right?
Dying. We are all dying right? Real fast. Brimstone and heartache and pointy objects.
Is that a demon cock you refer to?
So anyway, I think it's time for another song.
Yeah, me too. I was just thinking about that myself.
It's been a while.
All right. We're going to go to this one's called the Yankee D.
Yankee D went to the pawn shop just to punch his monkey. Got a booth and some quarters, then he got down and funky. Yankee D gets his kicks from watching anal action. BDSM and ATM till he gets his satisfaction. You may call him perv, and please do me a please. But Yankee D is Yankee D and it's a free country. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Yankee D, crack it up. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Your dick and your right handy. Yankee D don't just do straight, his 2 aces torn. Sure he likes it straight, but he likes buying tranny porn. Says ain't nothing wrong with me or guys with little plugs. Chick with dicks and guys with guys as long as I see jugs. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Yankee D, crack it up. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Your dick in your right hand. Now Yankee D is creepy as fuck. He frequents many shops. He wants to get the porno bin, but he's working up his chops. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and the weekends too. Find him browsing all the aisles or the female review. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Yankee D, crack it up. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Your dick and your right handy. Now Yankee D, you Yankee don't, I don't give a shit. But one day he got tired, he said I've had enough of it. By the time I got a woman, so I could have some fun. I'll do what they do in the films, I'll make that hot bitch come. Get a girl. See, there's no one out there who could proper rock his world. So Yankee D went searching, disregard red lights. Got some cash, sent some booze, and fucked some whore all night. Yankee D, smack it up. Yankee D, whack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, crack it up. Yankee D, jack it up. Yankee D, smack it up. Yankee D, whack it up. Your dick in your right hand. Yankee D, Yankee D. Yankee D, 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 Yankee D. Yankee D, Yankee D, Yankee D, Yankee D, Yankee D.
And we're back yet again.
I love it. We just laugh every time we're back.
That's because the music is amazing.
And we are
you guys weren't invited to our band. You know?
Impressive.
Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, we're
thank
back.
You, Deep Throat. We have a segment here that we like to do to kind of open up the jam session between us. And we let you guys ask us a question. You get one question apiece to ask DTRM.
Make it a good one.
Dear Lord, I don't want to go first.
Did the homeless man fight back when you stole his jacket?
We actually really, really enjoy homeless people. We actually started up a band with one at one point in time.
How long did that jam last?
It lasted a night.
Oh, yeah. It was
long enough for him to get to
performed. We performed twice.
Yeah. A cappella, complete a cappella.
The name of the band was The Professor and His Magnificent Three.
And my name in that was The Baby. And
I was Freddy Krueger.
And he was the professor. And then we had Spencer. Spencer? You guys know
Spencer. He's amazing. I fucking love Spencer.
I love his shoes.
Yeah, we're going to have Spencer on the podcast in several weeks.
No way.
Yeah.
Spencer. I would pay an amazing amount of money just to hear that.
Or just to touch him while he talks.
Dude, that's fucking
to touch
sick.
His hair.
Even just looking at
him. Have
you
seen that hair?
It's amazing. Wow.
Have you seen that hair down there?
He's
Goldilocks
god.
In every place.
But anyway, so his name was White Lightning.
We're going to take another break right now and go to a song called Bubblegum.
Y'all, this is Dimebag Darrell. I've had enough of this mother bullshit. I'm here with Comet and Bullet from DTRM. We're going to blow out Bubblegum. Damn.
Yo. Girl, you gotta know, gotta take it from the top and drop it down low. Don't wanna hear, stop, don't wanna say no. I just wanna see you pop as you blow, baby, blow.
Ooh, girl, you gotta chew. Put it in your mouth and stir it like a stew. Take it down south, girl, it's nothing new. Just stick it in your throat till your face turns blue. Now blow, 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 blow my bubble gum.
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 Now stop. Bring it back around, it's the B-Man back with a brand new sound. I'm hanging with the C-Man and we're laying it down. And we're coming, 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 coming to your town.
This time, alright, number one, first you gotta blow, blow, blow the bubble gum. Number two, look at you, you gotta dress to blow if you wanna chew. Number three, look at me, I'ma let you blow the bubble gum for free. Number four, get ready for more, my bubble gum's fresh and I'm looking to score.
Now blow, 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 blow my bubble gum.
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 Darryl!
Y'all girl, I got to know, word on the street, they don't know how to blow. I don't know just where you're from, but I'm gonna teach you how to blow your bubble gum. First girl, get off your feet, get on your knees and bob your head to the beat. Once you're there, take the gum out the wrapper, then put it in your mouth, or I'll put it in the crapper. Now chew and tongue and blow the bubble gum. You gotta blow, 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 blow until I come.
Blow, 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 blow my bubble gum.
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 Ooh, girl, the way you chew so sexy, you gotta have mercy like my man Uncle Chicken. Blow until it pops, bring it down like a hammer, then clean it up good like my man Danny Tanner.
We're D to the T to the R to the M, and we're back and the bubble gum's hard again. We're kicking it old school, throw away the trends. We're gonna pop the bubble gum straight to the end. Now blow, 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 blow my bubble gum.
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 We are back. Anyway, we're back.
What do you guys think about that one? That was pretty jamming, huh? Bubblegum? Pretty hip hop.
Basically, I don't have any like talent whatsoever, so I'm not even close to being able to do anything like that.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're from the streets, really. So I mean, we got that hip hop soul.
Well, that's clearly apparent.
It was gangster. Yeah, it was pretty gangster.
We did have some help from Dimebag with that song.
It was gangster and gangster.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's coming back from the bathroom, guys. Oh, hey, Dimebag, how's it going?
I just took the biggest, fattest shit ever. I mean, that shit was fucking big like a Subway sandwich.
All right, so anyway, Dimebag showed us in the first place how to blow the bubble gum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, he must be a real influence.
I think he invented it. Did you invent it, Dimebag?
Yeah, I invented that shit. I put a patent on it and everything back in 1986.
1986.
That was a good year for
That was before I was born.
In fact,
before
a year.
I was
born.
Wow. Before
year.
I was even born.
How old before are you even, Dimebag? I mean, you seem to be like immortal here. Damn. You look like you're maybe 19 years old.
Dimebag transcends time and space.
Y'all, that ain't important. How old are you? How about throw that question back at your face?
We're all like,
I didn't mean
how about I throw that question back at your face, Comet?
I didn't mean anything.
I ain't be asking you these personal questions and shit. Damn, man. I thought we were brothers.
We are, man, but I'm just worried.
Ah, shut up.
All right, I'm sorry.
Don't you both be in none of them crackers like these two fools over here.
I'm sorry.
What up?
I didn't mean any offense by it at all. I didn't.
It's cool, man.
Okay,
cool.
Okay, buddy.
Yo, shut up, white boys.
Action packer.
Shut up. Action packer. Shut up, white boys.
Hey, I ain't gonna shut up.
You stop it right now.
Oh, no, no. He did not just do that. Oh,
stop it right
shit.
Now.
I don't think this is appropriate.
My father.
I don't think this is appropriate. I am a Christian.
You are darker than me, and you're going to jail. You are going to jail.
I have a Bible in my back pocket.
Book
I don't
that
even
one.
Carry a wallet.
He is going to jail straight to the pin to get fucked by
I'm
a bigger black man.
Don't
I gotta get out of here before I go kill me some white boys.
He's going to get
I gotta get myself out of here and shit. So I'll see you later, Comet. I'll see you later, Bullet.
You're going to hell.
Later, dude.
Later. Have a good one.
Peace.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Yeah, you know.
Whoa. You got him really upset, you guys.
I mean, I didn't mean to. I just asked him how old he was.
That was awkward.
It was.
I was only offended because of my religious views.
Wow.
I just don't like dark people.
That's part of my religion.
Anyway, so we're letting you guys play one of your songs. We're going to be gracious enough
to
do that.
And I heard this track earlier, I think, and it was a pretty jive tune, I got to say. And what's the title of this?
It's called Creation Evolution 101.
Ah.
Awesome. All right. Well,
I
here it is.
I hated that class.
Here it is.
Plant dreams so they may flourish and bloom. of gravity and sympathy. The stroke of genius where the nocturnal lunatic can share is all for the stars. Why must you
DTRM questions. So
question. Yeah, we're on to the next one.
What is, if you could have any flavor of ice cream right now, what would it be?
Would you like to weigh in on this one?
Any flavor of ice cream? Well, you know, I personally am very into a chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh my fucking god!
Ice cream. But lately, I've been exploring the more fruity side of ice cream. I've been enjoying things like, you know, strawberry ice cream.
Like strawberry flavor.
And raspberry.
Dude, that's
ice
too complicated.
Cream.
You're just sitting too
but, you
complicated.
Know, but, you know, if you really want to go for it, you can always go for the
Neapolitan.
Like, Neapolitan. That's it. That's Neapolitan. What it's
wow.
I think it's actually Napoleon III is the name of the ice
exotic
cream.
Man.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense. There's three flavors.
Yeah. It's an emperor of an ice cream is what they call it. My favorite flavor of ice cream is actually, I'm going to have to go with chocolate because, Bullet, you know how I love me some chocolate.
I don't know.
I know what you like.
There's an awkward.
This is a little suggestive.
Yeah.
What do you
there's
mean?
An awkward feeling.
Is that an innuendo?
I like chocolate ice cream.
Is that an innuendo?
I know what he likes.
Is that a fucking innuendo?
I like the flavor.
For 2 years.
No.
If I didn't know what he liked, we wouldn't be in the same band anymore. I know that this fool likes chocolate ice cream.
Thank
that's
you very much,
shit.
Bull.
That's why we're falling apart.
Yeah,
because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't fuck enough.
Maybe you should talk more about what
if
kind
anybody,
of ice cream
if anybody's
you're
to
eating,
blame for the not
and
fucking
stop
it's
talking
Brian.
About what kind of music you're gonna make.
That's a good point.
Ice
you guys
first,
need to
music second.
You guys need to get out of the recording studio and into the freezer section. Okay.
Oh,
good advice.
Grassroots.
Good advice.
All right, Brian, it's your turn for a question to ask us.
I want to hear what the big concept is about your guys' upcoming musical.
Oh, wow, real question. Fuck you.
Our upcoming musical? Oh, no, we completely abandoned that.
As of now.
Well, yeah,
right now.
We're coming out.
There's enough demand ever. Maybe we'll make a
post-modernist.
But we're kind of busy recording
I'm demanding.
This podcast. So.
Well, you're going to get a podcast, and there's new songs on it.
We got our final song here of the night, or our final new song of the night.
Actually, I think there's a couple questions that we have to ask before we gop into the song.
It's actually mid-afternoon.
Shut up. Either way, what is your most memorable moment in high school?
That's a good question.
Actually, this is a really good question because despite the person you see on the couch next to you, Brian, used to be fucking crazy. Like,
he used
when
to
I
eat
first
shit
met
out
him,
of trash.
Used to be. That Mexican be loco.
Muy loco.
Like,
thank you, Comet.
One of my favorite ones was that we used to always do stupid stuff just to see who would do it. But one of my favorite contests was the pissing in the trash cans. Because it slowly got crazier and crazier. And I remember, I thought it was one of you guys, like, pissed off the top of the staircase and down into the freshman hall trash can.
Oh,
and then somebody also got the one right in front of the principal's office, and that's when I quit.
Yeah. My favorite's the cum dollar.
Yeah, the cum dollar. So both of these are which things that have been executed by the owner of this house.
Cum dollar?
Yeah.
I need elaboration here.
Gaddis here came on a dollar, and we threw it out.
Came as in he ejaculated his semen all over.
Ejaculated his semen
innocent
all
dollar.
Over it.
You said you'd pay me back.
threw it out in the lunchroom.
Yeah. Wow.
And waited for happy customers.
Everyone was very close.
They were very happy.
Oh, yes, yes.
I remember some of the kids used to knife fight with pens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
They used to bleed.
Hair. Yeah,
those oh, yeah, the good old
people bleed.
Wow.
Knife fights with a sharp object, random pens.
That's
some
great.
Of my most memorable high school moments were the dances.
Yeah, mine too. And also... I always seem to remember, for some reason, my most vivid memories of high school and the people there were the douchebag seniors who would always get with the freshmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's some
and they always had to have, like, a 3.5-year barrier in age.
Have to.
Oh, yeah. It's required.
It goes along with the saying, hit it before the hair does.
Oh,
I don't know if you're comfortable with that statement.
I don't think I am.
True.
I don't think that we are together comfortable.
Not
with
as
that
a Christian,
statement.
No.
And that's why we made the song.
As
this
a good
one,
Christian follower.
This one is called
High
School
Dance.
Going to the high school dance. Everybody get up and dance. Going to the high school dance. Tonight I'm gonna fight your romance. Finger bang on a freshman girl. I want most in this whole wide world. Going to the high school dance. Tonight I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna fire with my lance. I'm gonna get in her pants. Any girl, slender shape, I don't care about statutory rape. Cause everybody knows that we have all chose to be the senior bros. Going down on the freshman. It may not be cool, may not be legal, but it may be the fool to be the senior. Going down on the freshman, going to the high school prom. And I'll joke about your mom. I don't wanna be late, picking up my 15-year-old gang. My rule is I keep it real, as long as there's grass on the playing field. Going to the high school prom. Did you hear that joke about your mom? Then we're gonna drink some heartache. Then we'll do it again next Friday. Man, I really hate to be blunt, but I really like them freshman sluts. Cause everybody knows that we have all chose to be the senior bros. Going down on the freshman. It may not be cool, it may not be legal, but it makes me feel full to be the senior. Going down on the freshman every single day. This is how we play. It's the way it goes. Cause we are all pros. It's so fucking cool to get drunk before school. You may call me a tool, but if you heard the new album, it fucking rocks. Going off-roading, headed out your way. After I rock my truck with my friends in a totally hetero way. Radio rock is here to stay. If you disagree, you're effing gay. So girl, get in my Dodge. Girl, get in my Ford. Girl, get in my Chevy. Make sure to lock the door. Expensive truck without a job. Turn up the rock and land job. Everybody knows that we are our Joes. Be the senior bros. Going down on the freshman. It may not be cool, it may not be legal, but it makes me feel cool to be a senior. Going down on the freshman. Everybody knows that we have all chose.
down on the freshmen.
And we're back. Jesus Christ, high school dance, amazing. What did you guys think?
Bumping.
It was
go. What
so
would he do?
Amazing.
It got me shaking.
What did he like to
and,
eat?
Did it?
What
did it shake like you like a paint mixer?
Yeah. Well, no, not that much, but
oh.
But it was no, it wasn't. It was
like
more bumping.
Oh, okay, bumping. Okay, right.
I was jiggling my testicles.
What do you mean by
oh,
that?
Nice, nice. That's
have you ever
really
shaken
good.
A Polaroid picture? It's rough.
Anyway,
well, yeah, but
so
anywho,
I think we're getting close to that time in the show where we we're coming to a close. But we've started something new,
mm-hmm.
Which is just we did in the last episode. So
which was our first episode. So
yeah.
Generally,
yeah.
everything's new.
Still
yeah.
new, or
yeah.
it can be considered old now. But
cool.
we're doing a classic DTRM song and explaining what we were thinking when we made the song.
Yeah, and I understand you guys have a request for us to explain.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Video City.
Video City, okay. Video City, this is a good explanation.
Yeah, it is.
People in Anchorage will probably understand this a lot better than you Wasilla Sodomites.
Or anywhere
whatever.
Else that you're listening.
you miscreants.
Wasilla Christian.
Anyway, Video City basically is a video store, and as the song says, they're only located in the scariest places around Anchorage.
Check this out.
Oh, wow.
As a right of
membership
passage.
Membership
bar. How many of those do you
I've got a membership
became,
to all of them
18,
except for the Mountain View.
When we became 18, each of us went to each of the video cities.
And got a membership.
And got memberships to each one of them.
That was our 18th birthday thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds spectacular.
Like, we didn't go buy porn. We now, went and got memberships to a video.
You might ask, why are we going to a video store in a really, really creepy place?
And that can be answered.
And so that's answered in the song also.
Yeah.
Because they've got the best horror movie collection, or they used to.
Yeah. We actually bought a great deal of them, though.
Because they decided they didn't want to use VHS anymore, so mm-hmm. they started selling off all their horror movies.
Which is bullshit.
So
it's a superior format.
Horror movies.
Horror.
Horror.
I thought you said
I just say horror.
Oh, we...
But
I
they
mean,
have horror movies, too, there.
Yeah, we also...
Watch some of those,
horrors
too.
Are in horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's the
either
best part.
Way,
the senseless nudity.
We have a collection of about 400 now.
Yeah, we do.
Shit.
How many?
400.
Dude, that's good.
Have you watched them all?
No.
No.
I was going to say.
We've watched like 40 or 50 maybe. That's
but it's quite spectacular
it
to
is.
Look at it.
It's a good
But they have very excellent horror movies there, and they have very excellent
ninja movies.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Some great
ninjas.
Old ninja
I
movies.
Love ninjas.
There's really, really good, great ninja movies.
And they have a great, great porn section there, too.
Once you go in it, you really feel safe. You feel like it's just, it's
probably because the bars
it's
on
beautiful.
The windows, you know no one can get in.
There aren't any bars in the window. Every now and then, you'll see one of the windows broken out. And I'm constantly worrying about my car.
But anyway.
For the most part,
it's explained in the track.
It's
yeah.
It's in the track.
It's in the track.
Yeah,
it's
here we go. Here's
Video
City.
In the scariest places in the world, the places that get at least 10 shootings a day. It's not the best place in town, but then you come across the most magnificent place in the world. Video City, they're open till midnight. They've got the best horror movie collection in the world.
Hard Rock Zombies.
I hate going there, 'cause I'm afraid I'll lose my wheels if I get out of my car. I'm afraid when I'm walking in the store, a man with a gun will be standing right there, holding up the place. But I try not to worry, 'cause it's Video City. They've got the best ninja movies in the world.
Ninja Death Squad.
Driving along,
in my car, going there. Oh no, I've seen a shooting. Blood is everywhere, and there must be 1,000 cops in the area. Then I go to Video City, where safety is gold. They've got a porno room.
Anal Beauties 3.
Video City. Video City. Video City. Video City. Video City. Video City.
Oh man, that was fucking incredible. And that song was written when? About 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
and
that
almost
was,
exactly 2 years ago.
We didn't say what album it was from. It was
The Ride of Joey Gladstone.
The Ride of Joey Gladstone.
Just great. That's
our
the
sophomore
one
effort.
Had tons of songs on it.
Yeah.
I got it for free. I was stoked.
No, I think I that you're that. Thinking
no,
one
you,
that has tons of songs on it was Bob
Saget
versus
the World,
world
versus Joey Gladstone versus Bonus
Oh,
material.
So I got like a compilation.
Yeah, you got the comprehensive disc.
All right, so
yeah, we're looks like we're closing up shop here because the rest of the band left.
I'm still here.
Thank you, Jason.
Because I'm cool.
Persevered.
I'm pretty badass.
Well, you they did. Left because I got a call from Dimebag. And,
oh, he's going to come beat their asses?
He was coming with his posse.
Yeah, he was. That.
And basically,
that brother be crazy.
I was just like, I'm going to throw down, so.
Yeah. I mean, we're ready for him.
But anyway, so this is it. This is the end of the show. Two of the band members left.
Yeah, and we want to thank Strept for letting us use them today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And I'm
oral
Bullet.
Pleasure.
And I'm Comet.
And I am Jason.
And who left Jason?
Those fucking faggots left. Yeah.
Brian and Jerry.
Brian and Jerry.
Yeah.
And Anthony was never here.
But he would have left if he was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he would have
I'm
fucking
sure.
left.
He probably
yeah.
would have left within the first 5 minutes.
Probably. All right, so we're going to leave you. And with this funky tune. All right, bye. No, seriously, get the fuck out of my house.
Bitch.
Yo, where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at?
Right here, dude.
I wonder how many kids died.
Not enough.